Well, here's an absolutely enormous story breaking yesterday from The Intercept. The headline, quote, "Leaked DHS documents show FBI met with social media execs monthly to stifle disinformation." But even that headline doesn't do the story justice. Here's some of the details. Facebook and Twitter created special web pages so that government officials could rapidly request that they take down content. According to The Intercept, those portals were used to censor content that went against the government's COVID policies. They were also used to crack down on obviously parody and humorous accounts. Twitter's Vijaya Gadde, the former head of legal policy who was just fired by Elon Musk, met monthly with DHS to discuss who and what to censor. FBI agent Laura Demlow was in constant communication with Facebook to encourage suppression of the Hunter Biden laptop story in 2020. Demlow pushed the false, made-up claim this completely true story was disinformation. This year, she met with Twitter and DHS to stress that, quote, "We need a media infrastructure that's held accountable." Leaked documents on DHS's strategy show a massive pivot away from actual physical homeland security. Instead, DHS's priority is fighting against misinformation, disinformation, and something that they call malinformation, which is literally just true information that DHS thinks is shared with harmful intent. According to DHS, their plan is to protect our homeland against so-called toxic narratives. In other words, opinions and facts that the government wants suppressed. There's absolutely no limit to what DHS feels empowered to shut down. According to The Intercept, topics that DHS pushed censorship on include racial justice, the withdrawal from Afghanistan, the nature of United States support to Ukraine, and of course, the origins of COVID-19 and the efficacy of the various shots against it. A DHS official working on this censorship project argued during an internal strategy meeting that the department should launder its agenda through various nonprofits, which would serve as a, quote, "clearinghouse for information to avoid the appearance of government propaganda." No, they don't want to avoid using our government as corrupt propaganda. They just want to avoid the appearance of it. This is the real truth about your government. We've seen it over and over and over again. For years, there were rumors about the NSA spying on American citizens illegally, which they always denied. But then Edward Snowden blew the lid off of it and showed the truth. Our intel agencies are spying on Americans all the time. For years, the government has denied conducting any illegal censorship activity. Well, now we know that this is a lie too. The deep state is never going to tell the truth, and they will never stop until they are stopped. They will always hoard as much power as they can for themselves. And whenever they're given some power to combat foreign enemies, they will always switch to using this power against American citizens, like you. This is not a surprise. For our elites in Washington, the American people are the enemy. An enemy that they hate far more than any foreign country. And you can't fix this through reform or passing new laws. No. The deep state is already ignoring the law. The fix to this is to shut it down. Defund and abolish the CIA. Defund and abolish DHS. Defund and abolish and arrest the FBI's agents if you have to. Lay off their parasitic criminal staff. Imprison some people if you can. But the more important step is to just refuse to pay for thousands of people who see it as their day-to-day job to silence the American people. Throw out all of the parasites for good. Jody O'Malley is an HHS whistleblower who exposed the government lies about the vaccine, and she joins us now. Jody, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate you being here.
Thank you. Thank you for having me back on.
I mean, this is unprecedented. And it's completely whitewashed by all of the media. When are we going to start acknowledging the government is fighting a war against its people?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I think the one big thing that COVID did for a lot of Americans was expose the evil in all the industries. You know, where we're seeing it now, those of us that, you know, thought that we were doing our American duty by just going out and voting, you know, once and never holding them accountable for what they said they were going to do. Now we're more awake to what's actually happening and, you know, a grassroots movement of people stepping up at local level and, you know, coming in and trying to become involved in politics, which we never were.
Yeah, I mean, so I don't even know, honestly, Jody, if there is a political solution. I feel like there has to be a dissident solution. Walk away from the fake paradigm. Let's all acknowledge. I mean, right out in front of our face, the 2020 election was stolen. Wendy Rogers was just on the program admittedly saying, hey, yeah, it was stolen. She's very concerned about the upcoming midterm, specifically in Arizona, as it relates to Carrie Lake, herself, Mark Fincham, and others. How do we fix this? How do we actually straighten this out? What are we going to do this time? Jody, just vote harder?
Yeah, you know, they're telling us here in Arizona to make sure that we come out and vote in person by the droves on election day. Because if so many people come out that's never come out before, it could somehow offset, you know, the nefarious things that they're going to try to do, you know. So that's the solution that we're seeing here now. And that's what they're telling people.
On November 3rd of 2020, when the real insurrection occurred, overwhelmingly, the American people came out and voted for Donald Trump. We saw that. When we went to bed that night, Donald Trump was winning. Mm-hmm. We can't go vote in the middle of the night. We can't go watch them in the middle of the night. We can't change what the internet-connected machines do in the middle of the night. The ballot dumps that take place in the middle of the night, the boarding up of polling places, the kicking out of conservative poll watchers and watchdogs. I mean, we can't control that in the middle of the night. So I guess I just really don't know what the solution is to this. I think that the whole solution has to be a dissenting solution, where we choose to walk away from the paradigm and create a parallel society, abolish any form of government that's oppressive to the people, and install something that is representative of the people. Our constitutional rights are being trumped all over the place. I mean, let's talk about this story from the Intercept. The FBI, an agent, colluded with Twitter and Facebook to actually suppress the American people's voices. How overstepping is that? What country are we in?
I mean, it's horrific to think that that's actually happening. But it is, right? I mean, we saw from the very beginning, you know, the suppression of early treatment. Like in the hospital, as healthcare providers, we never tell somebody that you can be infected with a deadly disease, but we're going to wait till it's actually killing you before we decide to treat you. And in this case, the only treatment was the hospital protocol of remdesivir, which was another experimental medication, while we're waiting for this experimental injection to come out, never before used on people. I can't even believe this is real life, Stu. I can't.
We're living in extraordinary times. There's no doubt about it. And might I remind everybody, our listening audience and viewing audience is very familiar with this, but if anybody is new to the program, remdesivir wasn't really an experiment, actually, because there were African Ebola trials in which remdesivir was used and kicked out halfway through the trial because virtually everybody who took it died.
Right,
and
right.
And this is over the 50, NIH Tony Fauci drug that enriched and empowered him, that was used in these epic machines controlled by AI across the country to give doctors, zombies with stethoscopes, only one acceptable treatment in order for their hospitals to bill insurance companies to the tune of over $100,000 for every COVID patient that they murdered for cash.
Yeah, I heard some numbers coming out today from truthforhealth.org. They had held a press conference on how people can actually become involved, because so many people know that, you know, their loved one went into the hospital and they were essentially okay. They didn't have any comorbidities. They didn't want to take this experimental drug. Now, when we're talking about repurposed drugs, you're right. Fauci repurposed remdesivir under an EUA to be given to every hospitalized patient in this country. And there were so many people that refused that. And then when their loved one died, now they're getting their medical report and they're finding that they were giving it to them.
People who what? Specifically refused it. They expressly said, no remdesivir. I know people personally in my life that said, no remdesivir, and they got this drug anyways. They were euthanized, they were murdered for money, they were killed for cash. Right. All the while, you know, Fauci et al. Were telling us, no, masks are not required. Then boom, masks are required. Now it's better to wear two masks. Oh, and then when the injections come out, they'll be safe and effective. That was another lie. When the injections come out, you'll be immune from COVID. Another lie. When the injections come out, you won't spread it to other people. Another lie. Life will go back to normal. Another lie. What about the misinformation, disinformation, and malinformation on behalf of the DHS for these people? Why aren't they being investigated, locked up, and kicked off permanently from platforms like Twitter?
Well, I agree with you. I mean, you know, in medical textbooks and in science in general, you are not going to find the words mis or disinformation because they don't exist in science. Science is all about data and discovery and discourse and challenging the consensus, right? You know, that's why nothing's ever really proven in science, because we're always supposed to be doing better, do better, research, challenge the consensus. And for the, you know, going to see your doctor, you go and get an opinion. And then if you want another opinion, you go see another doctor to get an opinion.
Because you have the right to do that.
That's right. That is exactly right. So for them to come out with this whole propaganda campaign of mis and disinformation, it's just propaganda terms. That's all it is.
I think this is incredibly dangerous for the American people. I believe that DHS is a terrorist organization, and they have engaged in an open act of war against American citizens. That's what this is. Biowarfare is taking place from world governments across the planet on its own citizens, and the Department of Homeland Security is actively colluding with giant social media platforms to provide the mis and dis and malinformation that is extremely dangerous on behalf of a murderous regime that is killing its citizens. DHS is a terrorist organization carrying out a terrorist biowarfare attack on United States citizens, period. You sent a message to the show. You briefly touched on it just before the appearance here live. You said, quote, "I heard the press conference today about steps someone can take to file complaints with the hospitals for wrongful death with JCO. Tell us how they can do this."
So the first step that someone can do is go to the JCO, the jointcommission.org. They oversee, they credential the hospitals. The hospital systems, like, they're afraid of JCO, right? When we find out JCO's in the area, you know, everybody's working on the unit to make sure that, you know, we don't get dinged or anything. So if people feel that their loved one went in the hospital, either they died or they didn't, you know, they were given this protocol and they didn't want it. Whatever their issue is, go to JCO and trigger a report. And then go to truthforhealth.org and submit that report, because they are gathering all of the data, and lawsuits will be happening.
What I love when you come on the program is we don't just sit here and bitch and moan and complain. You actually bring solutions. And this is something that people can do right now. Truthforhealth.org. Make sure that you go there, file these complaints, scare the hell out of those, and take action against the people who have for almost 2 years now been taking our relatives away, our loved ones, our friends, our neighbors, our fellow churchgoers, and murdering them behind closed doors while separating them from their families using poisonous drugs that they know are killing these patients. Jody O'Malley, you are a hero, modern day hero. Truly, I am so thankful for you and all of your work and bravery and courage. You are a true angel sent from God. Jody O'Malley, thank you for being here. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Stu.
Of course. Another gift from God is CBD. Seriously, hemp grown right from God's creation right here on earth. My CBD company is Curable. That's K-U-R-I-B-L, curable.com. Go there right now and get 20% off site-wide on every product when you use promo code STU. Joint pain, muscle pain, ligament pain, migraine headaches, allergies, Parkinson's disease, ADHD. These are all things that people report positive results from when they use CBD. You know where your CBD is coming from. All of the hemp is sourced right here in my home state of Minnesota, a family-owned business. Don't do your CBD business with somebody who A, doesn't offer a discount, B, you have no idea where the hell it comes from or what the hell is in it, and number three, is not a family-owned business but is owned by some globalist big corporate conglomerate. Curable.com, K-U-R-I-B-L.com. Use promo code STU for 20% off site-wide when you go to Curable.com. And I know that you want to take care of your mental health as well. That's why Nootropics brain supplements are probably great for you. Collagen, mushroom extract, try Collagenius at Nootopia.com/stew. These are the Nootropics brain supplements that are the light switch, the on switch for your brain every day. More creative, more driven, more in control, more focused than you have ever been. Perform at the top of your mental A game. Do the research yourself. Fill out the personal questionnaire at Nootopia.com/stew. They'll put together a custom Nootropics brain supplements program for you. If you don't like it, I will personally apologize on the air to you, I guess. Ask for focused savagery. This stuff is amazing. Go to Newtopia.com/stew. Again, Newtopia.com/stew.